Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Odessa American for Monday, May 20th. OC Tech's top two, eager for next chapter. Lexi Arroyo and Arlen Villarreal, valedictorian and salutatorian respectively at OC Tech's, are excited about their achievements and looking forward to the next chapter in their lives. Graduation was May 17th in the Odessa College Sports Center. Arroyo hasn't decided what school she will be attending, but Villarreal plans to go to Texas Tech University, study business administration, and go on to law school. Arroyo began working on a spot in the top 10 sophomore year when she found out about class ranks. Quote, "I'm very excited and I'm proud of myself for being able to get in the position that I am today," she said. Villarreal said she was very excited and grateful to have this opportunity to attend OC Tech's. Both said they feel nervous but excited about the future and what their lives have in store for them. Arroyo and Villarreal have gone to OC Tech's for all 4 years. They both earned an associate degree in criminal justice. Quote, "I thought it was a great opportunity not only to graduate high school, but graduate college with a specific degree and something that I want to do," Arroyo said. "I thought it was going to give me a head start in life," end quote. Villarreal said she would encourage others to go to OC Tech's. Arroyo said she would tell students who want to be in the top 10 or top 2 to focus on school, get good grades, and participate in activities that the school has to offer. Villarreal added that students should use their time wisely. Quote, "If you ever need help, the teachers will work with you," she added. Arroyo said there was competition among the top 10 from the start to the end. Among the clubs and organizations they were involved in were Student Council, Spirit Club, Book Club, National Honor Society, Phi Theta Kappa, and Prom Committee. Quote, "Both ladies are outstanding, and I am certain they will succeed at the highest levels with whatever career they choose to pursue. We will miss them here at OC Tech's, but wish them well as they enter the next chapter of their life," Principal Carl Miller said. UTPB College of Engineering hosts course for students and professionals on latest in hydraulic fracturing. The story was written by guest contributor Alexandra Macia, special from UTPB. The Petroleum Engineering Department, in collaboration with West Texas Geology Society, recently hosted a 2-day course for both oil and gas professionals and UTPB students. About 70 students, faculty, and industry professionals participated in the course on the fundamentals of hydraulic fracturing. Quote, "Currently, fracking is a routine completion step to produce from unconventional formations like shale and enhance production from conventional formations. Without fracking, production from shale wouldn't be possible and the U.S. wouldn't be an energy-independent country," said Petroleum Engineering Department Coordinator Dr. Ahmed Kamal. Students and professionals had access to GOHFER software, one of the premier software packages used in the industry for fracturing treatment design. The course increased their knowledge on a variety of things, including hydraulic fracturing, treatment planning, technical design, operational considerations, post-job analysis, and economics. Quote, "This course benefited both students and faculty, as it was taught by the premier developer of one of these state-of-the-art fracking simulators, Gopher, which is available at our department. This enriched their knowledge of the fracking process itself and advanced their hands-on experience with the simulator, said Dr. Kamel. Principles and contracts are on the ECISD agenda. The Ector County ISD Board of Trustees will consider hiring principals for Murray Fly Elementary School and Odessa High School when they meet at 6 p.m. Tuesday in the first floor boardroom of the administration building, 802 North Sam Houston Avenue. Sam Martinez, the Murray Fly principal, is retiring, Chief Communications Officer Mike Atkins said. Anthony Garcia is the principal at OHS and was recently named an Executive Director of Leadership for the district. Under purchase over $50,000 is the New Tech Network contract with Gale Pond Alamo. The purpose is to expand the New Tech Network pipeline with the addition of Gale Pond Alamo at the elementary New Tech Network site, equipping students with New Tech Network's high-demand workforce skills such as knowledge and thinking, oral communication, written communication, collaboration, and agency, all accomplished through project-based learning. ECISD opened New Tech Odessa High School in 2011, focusing on the all-academic model designed to equip students with 21st century skills. With the passing of the bond, a New Tech Network middle school is slated to launch in August 2026. Gale Pond Alamo fifth graders will be the first group of students to feed into the New Tech Network middle school in the current New Tech Odessa facility, making New Tech Odessa a 6th through 12th grade New Tech Network program. This will make ECISD the only PK through 12 New Tech Network pipeline in Texas. The total cost is $221,000. Broken down, it is $2024-2025, $85,000, $2025-2026, $76,000, 2026-2027, $59,000. The meeting also includes discussion of and request for approval of the 2024-2025 compensation plan, updates on the bond issue, and special presentations including the announcement of the ECISD Memorial Scholarship recipients, recognition of a variety of state qualifiers, introduction of high school valedictorians and salutatorians. Scarborough Foundation President and CEO Grant Billingsley to retire. Grant Billingsley, President and CEO of Scarborough Foundation Incorporated, will retire at the end of 2024, according to an announcement by the organization. Billingsley became the first employee and executive director of the foundation in 2011, after working 25 years for Wagner & Brown Limited and serving as chairman and board member of numerous state and local organizations. Quote, "It has been my honor to work for the foundation from its earliest days, and through these years, I have been blessed to work with an outstanding board, a talented and dedicated staff, and wonderful funding and project partners. I look forward to cheering on the bigger and better things that will come from these same groups in the years ahead," Billingsley said in a news release. Foundation Board Chair Dan Horde said, quote, "Grant was the perfect pick by Mr. Scarborough to lead this foundation from its beginning, as Grant has been a leader in addressing long-term issues in Midland. The foundation has grown from $50 million to over $500 million in assets in 10 years under his leadership, and Grant was perfectly suited for the job with a leadership style that can build consensus and push for common long-term solutions. As a mentor to me It has been a privilege to work and learn alongside Grant. I am going to miss his instinctive wisdom." End quote. Hord said that after learning of Grant's plan to retire, the board set about to find the next energetic leader for Scarborough Foundation. Quote, "To that end," Hord said, "we are very pleased to announce that Mary Ann Beninati will join the Scarborough Foundation staff later this year and transition to become president and CEO in January 2025. End quote. Beninati has lived in Midland since 2008. Upon her arrival, she joined Contro Resources, where she was vice president and chief of staff at its sale to ConocoPhillips in 2021. Most recently, Beninati was head of human resources, Lower 48, at ConocoPhillips, where she led the culture and people integrations of the Midland office and the Contro and Shell acquisitions. She currently serves as board president of Trinity School of Midland and is a past board president of the YMCA of Midland. Scarborough Foundation Incorporated is a private charitable foundation that works to make Midland a better place in which to live and operate a business. Established in 2011, the foundation prioritizes projects that make significant impacts within its four focus areas of education, healthcare, public, civic benefit, and human services. For more information, visit scarboroughfoundation.org. High school football. Former Permian coach Wilkins inducted into Hall of Fame. Former Permian and legendary head coach John Wilkins was inducted into the 2024 Texas High School Football Hall of Fame Saturday at the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. The longtime Odessan coached the Panthers from 1973 to 1985, taking Permian to state titles in 1980 and 1984, while reaching the state finals in 1975 and 1985. Wilkins was inducted in the same class as Cedric Benson, who played for Midland Lee, helping the Rebels to three consecutive state championships from 1998 to the year 2000. Midland ISD expanding to offer tuition-based pre-K. Midland ISD will launch a brand-new tuition-based pre-K in the fall of 2024. This new opportunity is designed specifically for families who may not qualify for traditional pre-K, but still desire expanded education for their young children. Beginning with the 2024-25 school year, MISD will offer tuition pre-K seats at Bowie Fine Arts Academy, 11 spots, and Scarborough Elementary School, 22 spots. Quote, "Expanding access to quality early childhood education is a key goal for MISD," Andrea Messick, Executive Director of Elementary Teaching and Learning, said in a news release. Continuing the quote, "By offering additional pre-K seats, we provide more opportunities for young learners and address a need in our community," end quote. The pre-K program will operate from 7:45 a.m. to 3:05 p.m. on the regular MISD school calendar. All pre-K classrooms will have a certified teacher and a teacher's aide and will use a comprehensive curriculum that covers 100% of the Texas pre-K guidelines. Quote, "The program is aligned with the district's strategic plan, with success measured through goal progress measures approved by the school board," Messick said in the release. Students will be assessed in phonological awareness and math three times a year through the online CLI platform, end quote. Parents will have the opportunity to apply, and students will be selected via lottery. The monthly tuition for the program will be $350, and tuition will be collected from August through May. To apply, parents can visit the MISD central office between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Tuesday, May 28th, or schedule an appointment by calling 432-240-1530 or emailing pre-k@midlandisd.net between May 29th and May 31st. The lottery will be held on Wednesday, June 5th. Parents must respond to lottery offers by June 7th. Families will be contacted the week of June 10th with placement information and will have the option of being placed on a wait list if a seat is not offered. If offers are not accepted, an additional lottery will take place the week of June 17th. Students who qualify for free pre-K may also apply to be in the lottery for the class at Bowie, where 11 tuition and 11 eligible seats will be offered. For more information, please see Application Instructions, Tuition Pre-K FAQ, or call 432-240-1530 or email pre-k@midlandisd.com.
This is Christy, and I'll be reading Permian Proud, Pecos to Celebrate Opening of New Street, May 17th, 2024, by Staff Report. Pecos is getting a brand new street. A ribbon-cutting celebration is planned on Wednesday, May 29th, for Tolliver Street, according to the Pecos Area Chamber of Commerce, CVB. For the big reveal, head to the entrance of the Reeves County Recreation Center at 1288 Eastbrook Drive at 11 a.m. Be among the first to cruise down this exciting new extension, the chamber said. Listen to this story at 2 p.m. daily via the Recording Library of West Texas Radio at www.recordinglibrary.org livestream. Odessa woman lauds first responders for saving husband's life, May 17, 2024, by Staff Report. An Odessa woman is eternally grateful to the Odessa first responders who helped save her husband's life. About a year ago, Joy Brazel said her husband, Artie, sat down in a chair next to her and made a very strange noise, like he exhaled deeply and didn't stop. She recalled the terrifying events in an interview with the city of Odessa. I looked over at him and he was unresponsive, she said. She dialed 911. Dispatcher Marina Rodriguez picked up and acted fast. When we get a CPR call, we want hands to chest within a minute and a half, Rodriguez said. The dispatcher asked Joy to get her husband out of the chair so she could do CPR. Only problem? I said, you don't understand. He's 6'5 and I'm 5'0, Joy said. But Joy managed to get him out of the chair and start CPR. Rodriguez calmed me down, helped me, walked me through the whole thing, Joy said. I'd never been through anything like that before. Odessa Fire Rescue responded within 3 minutes, and the patient was undergoing care at the hospital in less than 34 minutes. It was so first-rate and professional that we are lucky in Odessa. We really are, Joy said. Training is key to a successful response, said Rodriguez. It helps that every Odessa firefighter is trained as a paramedic. As a result of everyone's fast actions, Artie did not lose his life. He also didn't lose his humor. I woke up in the hospital days later, felt like a truck ran over me, he said, and I come to find out it's just her beating me up. Listen to this story at 2 p.m. daily via the Recording Library of West Texas Radio at www.recordinglibrary.org livestream.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.